I would scream in my sleep. Women from Syria's Alawite minority tell of kidnap and rape. Witkoff says meaningful progress made as Ukraine talks enter second day. Rescuers search for 10 missing skiers after California avalanche. We're going to always be grateful. Chicagoans mourn loss of Jesse Jackson. Climber on trial for leaving girlfriend to die on Austria's highest mountain. Under pressure from Trump, Venezuela's new president has aces up her sleeve. Stephen Colbert says CBS spiked interview with Democrat over FCC fears. Suspect in Rhode Island ice hockey shooting killed ex-wife and son. Peru's Congress ousts president after 4 months in office. Philippine VP Sara Duterte announces presidential run in 2028. No DNA matches on glove found in Nancy Guthrie case, police say. Iran says guiding principles. Agreed with U.S. at nuclear talks. 9 arrested in France over death of far-right student, civil rights leader Jesse Jackson dies aged 84. Family of Zambia's ex-president Lungu dismiss poisoning allegation. Lawyers sheen under EU investigation over child-like sex dolls. First day of Russia-Ukraine peace talks ends in Geneva. UK police force assessing Stansted Airport private flights over Epstein. U.S. soldiers arrive in Nigeria to aid its fight against Islamist militants. France release suspected Russians Hadow, fleet tanker, after fine paid. Lunar New Year 2026, celebrations around the world. Gold fever hit South Africa after lucky find in cattle pen. He did it for us, U.S. soldier recalls Jesse Jackson's efforts to free him and two other POWs. Food prices are surging in Russia. Is the war hitting Russians in the pocket? Historic trade deals put India on global stage, but challenges remain. The man whose bad breakup gave Madonna her breakthrough hit, Like a Virgin. Jesse Jackson, A Life in Pictures. The Martin Luther King protege who helped reshape America. How a dark web agent spotted a bedroom wall clue to rescue a girl from years of harm. U.S. buildup of warships and fighter jets tracked near Iran. Flying oranges. Italian town celebrates carnival with historic street battle. Giant robot tribute to Brazil's President Lula leads start of Rio Carnival. Watch. Moment crew docks at International Space Station. Tribes grant the Colorado River legal personhood. Can this help save it? Gasps and disbelief in U.S. as Quad God's Olympic dream crumbles. Watch. I am a survivor. Gisele Pellicote tells BBC Newsnight, oil trims losses as traders weigh progress in U.S.-Iran talks. Oil prices hold losses as U.S.-Iran deal hopes ease supply risks. Gold prices rebound on dip buying. Traders eye Fed outlook clues. California, Connecticut preparing attack against Trump's repeal of basis of U.S. climate regulation. Gold prices fall amid firmer dollar ahead of key economic data this week. Exports to China look dismal. Leader of busiest U.S. seaport says, why natural gas prices are falling. Trump's push for peace deals could lead to lower oil prices. City morning bid. Sleepy Uber bulls. Australian insurer Suncorp's profit slumps on storm costs. Shares slide. Top European transportation stocks leading in share buyback programs. JP Morgan aims to open over 160 branches in 2026, FT reports. Microsoft says it is on pace to invest $50 billion in Global South. AI push Western Digital to sell $3.17 billion stake in SanDisk. Bafa Research says gaming plays to win as consumer tech trends diverge. India's Yotta plans $2 billion AI processing hub with NVIDIA's Blackwell Ultra chips. Eni considers its return to oil and gas trading, CEO says. Blackstone, EQT, and CVC make offers for VW's Everlance unit, FT reports. Australia Q4 annual wages growth stays in a groove at 3.4%. Japan exports surge in January. Trade balance shrinks less than expected. Japan exports jump 16.8% year-year in January. Feds Daily says businesses cautiously optimistic. Drop in unauthorized immigration slows job growth. SF Fed paper finds.